In this episode of the Florey Stroke podcast, I'm here today with Professor Julie Bernhardt, co-head of the Florey Stroke theme and leader of the AVERT Early Intervention Research Program. Julie is also director of the NHMRC Centre of Research Excellence in Stroke Rehabilitation and Recovery. In today's episode, we talk about the needs of young stroke survivors and how they can be better addressed. I'm Tessa Marshall, and this is Scientists of Stroke by Florey Stroke. Welcome to Scientists of Stroke by Florey Stroke, where we discover how researchers at the Florey Institute are working to prevent stroke and reduce the impact of strokes. You can follow us on Twitter at Florey Stroke and find us on Facebook at Florey Stroke. Hi, Julie. Thank you for joining me today.
Good to be here.
So everyone thinks of stroke as maybe an older person's problem, but there's lots of people under the age of 65 who are affected by stroke. Mm-hmm. How do the needs of these stroke survivors differ from those who are older?
It's important for people to recognise and think about what it would be like to be in your early 20s, 30s, with a small child, 40s, where your career's just starting to take off, and you have a stroke. I think if all of us think back to those times, we recognise that it's a really different phase in your life. This is an area that it's really neglected in a lot of our research attention, somewhat because although about one in five people with a stroke are under 50, 55, so that's not an insignificant number, it's still a smaller number, and a lot of attention's been on the sort of older population. What we've done though over the last couple of years especially is do work around trying to understand what the unmet needs are of younger stroke survivors, and a number of young medical students have been helping with that research. So Jessica Shipley and Davis Apupo. This year we also had Stephen Kane, who were involved. And these young researchers, young doctors in the making, were really interested in understanding what the unmet needs of younger survivors are. And what we see is, especially with Jessica's work, which is through interview with younger stroke survivors, really a myriad of challenges that are unique, I think, to that younger cohort. And that's really the kicking off point for us thinking about trying to develop a young stroke clinic, which would be the first of its kind in Australia.
So what would that involve? What sort of needs would you be trying to meet with that clinic?
Right, so different people have different needs, right? But what comes across in the younger stroke group are this sort of disruption in life around work and study, parenting, finances, especially if you're a young person and you have both those things happening. So you've got your first mortgage and you've got children as well. It's quite complex, and trying to navigate your way through some of that stuff. Some young stroke conditions are actually hereditary, and there is a need for some genetic information. There is a big information need that we see from our research. People really want to understand more about their condition, and that doesn't seem to be done very well at the moment. The lifelong part of recovery is something that young stroke survivors really want to get a handle on. And there's a lot of unmet needs around the sort of psychological or emotional aspects of a stroke. It seems from our research that that's falling by the wayside. Our starting point is to develop screening tools that help us understand what that individual person's unmet needs might be. And then what we want to do is develop a really responsive service that allows people to get assistance. And one of the things that really struck me in looking at this area is in cancer, of course, they've been doing this for years. Just across the road at Peter Mac here in Victoria, they run this young cancer service, and it's a great resource, really well integrated into the whole of the healthcare plus research. And I think that that's something that we'd like to emulate.
It sounds like a great model. One of the particular needs for younger stroke survivors is around work and returning to work. So why is it important to help younger stroke survivors with returning to work?
I think it's so important for our identity, but also for financial reasons. If you're staring down the barrel of being disabled, either because you have problems with your memory or attention, but you might look fine, or you've got physical disabilities. And in some ways, younger stroke survivors who have no obvious visible problems that are struggling with a range of things, including people just not understanding or believing actually that they've had a stroke, but they need help to integrate back into the workforce or to find things that are satisfying and also financially viable for them. It's interesting, some of the young stroke survivors we interviewed, their response to becoming a stroke survivor and losing one pathway was to create another pathway, which might have been to create their own business, which allows them to manage their fatigue, which is so common after stroke. And they have established a way of working and a successful business model for them. I think there's working with employers to try and help people integrate back into the workforce. That's an important thing. But even thinking about other pathways. You know, we all want to be doing things that make us feel productive in our lives, and also there are obvious financial burden that comes with needing ongoing treatment or ongoing medication, and that all needs to be addressed.
Of course. I think that's everything we have time for, so thank you so much for joining us, Julie, and can't wait to see what comes from all this research and what you get up to next.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining our conversation with Professor Julie Bernhardt. I'm your host, Tessa Marshall. To hear more about Julie's work and about other stroke research at the Florey, check out our other episodes, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter @FloreyStroke.